the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
Kid Dynamite is cute and jolly. Fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
I think JJ is off his trolley.
Fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
Oh.
Here's Elmo. JJ, hang this on the door for me, honey.
Okay, Ma. We better put this on the lock and key.
Why?
Because the way things disappear around here, even Santa Claus could be a rip-off artist. Just the main part of a still life I was painting. Two onions and two apples.
Hey, didn't you read my note? I owe you two onions and two apples. Signed, the Mystery Mama.
Well, Mystery Mama, what you want to rip off my models for?
For the turkey dressing. And wait till you taste it. Where's your cousin Naomi?
In the bathroom as usual.
Yeah, she spent more time in there than a tidy bowl man.
Now look, children. It's been 3 years since your cousin Naomi, your Uncle Oscar, and your Aunt Millie have been down here to see us from Fayetteville. And Thelma, honey, I want you and Naomi to try to get along better. You're about the same age. You should have a lot in common.
Ma, I try to be nice, but she's strange.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, she laughs a lot at almost anything.
Thelma, what's wrong with a good sense of humor?
Yeah, Ma, but she laughs at the shower curtain.
I don't care. I think it's just wonderful to have Ken visiting us. Naomi, is there anything else you need, honey?
No, Aunt Florida, I'm just fine. I'm soaking in the tub.
That's good.
There's some things about Christmas I sure don't like.
Oh, what's wrong now, Michael?
You know that ugly Charlotte McDaniel on the first floor? Well, I was walking by and she opened the door and said, "Michael, can I talk to you for a minute?" So I went over there, and before I could do anything, she pointed to the mistletoe over the door and kissed me right dead in the mouth. Yeah.
Well, Michael, you always said you believed in black unity. Here was a chance for you to join in.
Mama, she had lipstick on, and I hate lipstick. She made me sick with her ugly self.
I hate lipstick, too. When I kiss a female, all I want to taste is female.
Hey, Daddy, you look neat.
Yeah, I am as clean as a chitlin.
Real handsome, Dad.
Oh, thank you.
Boy, you look sharper than a wax dummy at Marshall Field's department store.
Junior, you sure got a way with words. Oh, they're having a little Christmas jam down at the car wash.
Oh, that's nice.
Boy, what a great place to have a party. We did brush, dry, spray wax, and bomb all the same
time. Baby, you sure you don't want to come along?
Oh, honey, I wish I could, but I got a turkey dinner to fix. There's gonna be 9 of us.
Yeah. Well, look, I ain't gonna be down there that long. Just grab my bonus and split. I just hope it's something decent this year.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, well, you remember that jive job I had last year? Mm-hmm. The boss promised me something extra in my Christmas envelope. I got it, too. A note saying you're fired.
Ah, but this Christmas is gonna be different. This one's gonna be great. We got a lot of food on the table. Yeah. We all got our health. And we got family visiting with us.
Florida, I almost forgot. What? I got to get downtown and meet Oscar and Millie. I promised to show them some of the sights of Chicago. See you later, baby.
Okay, love.
Daddy, if Naomi's folks are interested in some weird sights, we can start right here and give them a tour of JJ.
Hey, now look who's talking. The girl celebrates Christmas by looking like Halloween.
You hit me.
I'd like to stick around here and watch the holiday festivities, but I got to get moving. See y'all later.
See you,
Dad. Hey, where's Naomi?
She's in the bathroom.
That girl's in the bathroom again? Damn, she likes to stay clean, don't she?
To get it for a Christmas present now, a bunch of free passes to the car wash.
Now, wait a minute. I don't like y'all making fun of my side of the family.
When did I ever laugh at your side of the family? By the way, did we get a card this year from that bow-legged cousin of yours?
The one with the
the nappy toupee that keeps blowing off in the wind? Just drive it, baby. Just drive it. See y'all later.
Okay.
And Florida, don't burn the bird.
Oh, go on.
Is Naomi gonna get out of there soon? I gotta use the necessity room.
I think she'll be out in a few minutes, honey.
In a few minutes? So.
Look, children, your cousin Naomi is shy. She's just a little country girl, remember? You know, JJ, you can help her out with that shyness. Why don't you take her out once in a while?
Oh, you want to ruin my reputation?
What reputation?
I'll have you know you're looking at the Casanova of the Windy City.
Speaking of Windy... Oh, dear. See who that is, JJ, please.
Okay, Ma.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, Ma. Hey, now, season's greetings from the family and me. If you ain't a partridge, get out of the pear tree.
God bless you too, Skinny Tim. Here's some decorations for the tree. Hey, kiss, JJ. Right on. Oh, Florida tree looks beautiful.
Ah, thank you, Ilona. How'd you do down at the boutique? Did you get a nice bonus?
Girl, let me tell you about this. The boss called the whole staff around and said, well, as you all know, this year has not been the best economically for the country or for the boutique. But however, in keeping with the spirit of the season, there is something for each and every one of you. So we all cracked up and said, right, right on. And you know what she gave us?
What?
A sequin W-I-N button.
W-I-N? Hey, Willona, that stands for whip inflation now.
Wrong. Around here stands for we in need.
She's in there again?
Still.
Ooh, she's having a great time in Chicago. All she's seen so far are the plumbing.
Shoo what?
I think Miss Clean's about to make her debut. There goes the chair from underneath the door. And here come Miss Clean.
Oh, JJ, you cut that out. Now you know there's no chair in the bathroom.
Well,
I see we're all together.
Hi, Naomi.
Hello, Lona. I just love hot baths. Steam really makes the skin smooth.
But it sure wrinkles the wallpaper.
Oh, JJ, you're funny. Isn't he funny out Florida?
Well, we never considered him a threat to Red Fox.
You're funny, too. Now I see where he gets it from.
Naomi, can I go in there now, please?
Sure, Michael.
Thanks.
Oh, Michael, let me make sure I didn't forget anything. Dry skin cream, wet skin cream, dry skin cream remover, wet skin cream remover, dry and wet skin cream remover neutralizer.
I wish you had something to remove you from that bathroom. If I run across any empties, I'll bring them back for a deposit.
Oh, Michael, I did forget something.
Oh, excuse me.
Michael's time is running out.
JJ, why don't you take your cousin Naomi to meet some of your friends now that she's all freshened up from her steam bath?
Mom, I can't take Naomi out in this cold air with her pores all wide open. The hawk will whistle through her body so hard, it'll be playing Dixie.
There. That takes care of everything.
Say, I got some last-minute shopping to do.
Look, I won't be long, sweetheart.
Oh, that's okay, I'm fine.
Well, Lona, why don't you come go with me?
Oh, great, because I got to get some more parsley and some more okra to finish what I got to do.
Finish what?
Stuffing the ham I'm cooking.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Mom, where you going?
To the market.
Oh, if you're gonna be carrying groceries to this neighborhood, you'll need me along to ride shotgun.
Come on.
Hey, Mom.
Why, time.
I know it's the season to be jolly, but somebody done ripped off our holly.
Just having a glass of water. It's really good for the system, you know.
I know the water in Chicago has a lot of things in it. But I never knew it was 80 proof.
Flo, you got this place looking like the main dining room at the Pump Plaza. Two tables, no wait.
Hey. Well, if it wasn't for your tables and chairs, we would have to make two settings, or else put five at the table, three on the couch, and one on the floor.
Sure has a lot of extra work on you, Ma.
Oh, I don't mind, honey. I'm just so happy to have kin folks at Christmas time. It sure puts me into the holiday spirits.
I know someone who's really into the holiday spirits.
Hey, baby. Better set another place.
Ooh, you invited somebody else?
Yeah, set a seat for Mr. Jack Daniels.
Oh, Uncle James, that's so funny. Set a place for Mr. Jack Daniels.
Daddy, huh? Did you get a bonus?
Didn't I?
Can I get it?
Hey, hold this belong.
Okay.
Here, baby, open this.
$25, oh, James!
That's your W-I-N button.
Mama, I'm going in your room to gift wrap some more presents, and I don't want no more peeking, okay?
Okay, baby boy. All right, no more peeking.
Speaking of peeking, I've been peeking at this bird. Where'd you get it, Weight Watchers?
It weighed 12 pounds before it was plucked.
Plucked? Looked more like it was mugged. Then, Naomi, your folks said that they was gonna stop over and see some old friends over on the south side, so they'd be here shortly, here.
Well, in that case, I better put some more makeup on.
All right.
Hey, James, if you pour on, I'll join you in a little holiday toast.
James, don't open this one. We got one open back here.
All right. Get the glasses all together here.
Yes.
I'll do the pouring.
Okay.
Started off right.
That's for good, you. Yeah? And for you.
We'll have a little water with mine.
Yeah, let me have some water too, please.
Hey, Flo, how about you?
Thanks.
Oh, you know I don't drink.
Oh, come on, Flo. I mean, it's a Christmas holiday. A little taste won't hurt you.
Come
just
on.
A little one.
Well.
Ooh!
Lord, that ain't enough to baptize a net.
Well. Flo, James, here's to a wonderful holiday.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers!
Why do there have to be so much drinking around here?
What are you talking about? There's not much drinking around here.
Yeah, baby, I mean, that last bottle of bourbon we had lasted from your birthday to Michael's birthday. Mm-hmm. Now, that was almost 10 months.
I'll drink to that.
See what I mean? I'll drink to this, I'll drink to that, any excuse.
I'll drink to that.
I'll be with Michael if you want me.
That's not like Thelma. I'm gonna talk to her.
Oh, baby, you know kids are just like yo-yos, up and down. Now just sit down and enjoy yourself here. Come on.
Maybe you're right.
Now, where were we?
I'll drink to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was good. Now, where's the whiskey?
Smells like Chicago water.
Tastes like Chicago water.
Well, some Chicago water got everything in it except whiskey.
This smells like water, too.
Now, somebody's been emptying these bottles. Now, who the hell would do something like that?
Who would use a glass and put it back up here without washing it?
James! Smell that.
That's booze.
And that's JJ's glass.
Yeah, but baby, you know Junior don't drink no booze.
Well, nobody in this family does.
Well, it shouldn't be too hard to find out who's been boozing. I was reading an article that listed the warning signs of an alcoholic. The things to look out for are forgetful, defensive, uncoordinated, and an exaggerated sense of one's own importance.
Exaggerated sense of one's own importance?
Yep.
That couldn't be anybody in this family.
That's what the book said.
Ah! The holiday season has just begun! And here he is, your favorite son, Kid of Dynamite!
JJ, where you been?
I don't know, Ma. Just kind of out messing around.
Forgetful.
Stop it, you two. JJ, honey, why can't you tell Mama exactly where you been?
Hey, everybody's picking on me.
Defensive.
Now, what the hell you got to be so defensive about?
Who, me?
JJ! Hey.
Come over here. Now, that's a weird walk if I ever seen one.
Now, James, your son's been walking like that ever since he took his first step.
Junior, you been drinking? Huh?
Oh, wow. How did y'all guess?
Oh, no.
Well, it was Christmas, so I got a jug, and Lester got a jug, and mixed my red Kool-Aid with his green Kool-Aid.
Laura, honey, you shouldn't leave the door unlocked like that. Hungry relatives could come in.
Oh, no. Hey, Oscar, Millie, you all remember my good friend, Ramona?
Come on. Hi, Millie. Nice to see you again. That of all the family and relatives we've been visiting, we feel most at home with you.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe that's because everybody else tells us to go back to our own home.
I have something to do with your appetite, Oscar.
Now, we picked up a little something to help out the dinner.
All right.
Now, let's get this holiday underway.
Yeah.
Neither me or the turkey can make it on one wing.
Now, Oscar, you know, the doctor warned you not to drink so much.
Oh, who worries about doctors? I know a lot of old drunks, but no old doctors. And a lot of old jokes, too.
You better cool it. Your folks are here.
Why do you always go around sneaking up on people?
You're so busy sneaking into bottles, you wouldn't have known if the Chicago Bears stampeded through here.
Oh, don't be square. I'm only getting into the holiday spirit.
With you, every day's a holiday.
I don't like waiting till the last minute.
Naomi, do you know what you're doing?
Naomi, do you know what you're doing?
Of course I know what I'm doing. I'm having fun.
Well, I've seen plenty of that kind of fun. A 16-year-old boy drove his father's car off a bridge just for fun. A girl was babysitting, and she almost drowned the baby in the bathtub. Now, how's that for fun? A drunken kid tried to fly off the roof like one of his pigeons. And all this fun happened right here in this neighborhood. What have you got to laugh about?
I don't live in this neighborhood.
Oh, you don't? Well, there are 500,000 kids living in the bottle, and you live in that neighborhood.
500,000? Well, that's just fine, because I hate to drink alone. What's the matter with feeling good?
You don't feel good. You're an alky.
Now, wait a minute. I am not an alky.
That's what you think. Alcohol is the number one teenage drug problem in the country today. And Naomi, you need help.
Don't worry, sugar. I can handle it.
Sure you can.
Well, go on. Think on me to the family. Goody two-shoes. Well, what are you waiting for?
for you to say the one thing that proves you're hooked.
And what's that?
That you can quit anytime you want to.
Well, that's right. I can. I can quit anytime I want to.
Everyone's waiting for you.
Well, in that case, one for the rope.
This morning,
well,
honey, so far, I have seen
more
folks from home than I ever knew was in
Fayetteville.
Because
they're all up here.
Hey, baby.
Hey,
hi.
Naomi, give your daddy a kiss.
Oh,
don't forget your mother.
Ta-da!
Merry Christmas, everybody. Well, isn't somebody going to say something appropriate for the occasion?
Yeah, let's eat.
JJ, and take off your hat.
Y'all know every Christmas before the dinner, Florida usually gives this little speech and prayer like it. Come on, do it, baby.
Well, it goes like this, we're gathered together.
Yeah, that's it. And then she finishes up with this beautiful prayer. How'd the prayer go, baby?
We thank you for this feast.
Feast, but let us not forget those who are hungry.
We thank you for our health.
But let us not forget those who are ill. We thank you for our friends, but let us not forget those who are lonely. And let us not forget our blessings so they can be shared by all. Oh. Now, come on, baby, do it.
Nothing left to say but amen.
But you did that great, Flo.
I'd like to propose a toast.
I'll drink to that.
But first, fill everybody's glass with a little taste of the grape. First, the youngest.
Oh, no,
Michael.
No.
Michael is too young. He don't drink.
Oh, don't be silly, Florida. You want him to grow up to be a man, don't you?
Michael will have milk.
Yeah, Oscar, our kids don't drink no liquor.
Oh, come on. A little wine never hurt anybody. Naomi's been drinking wine since she was 4 years old. She drinks champagne on her anniversary, brandy at New Year's, and...
don't forget, Daddy. Don't forget one more thing that I drink. On Sammy Davis's birthday, it's man, oh man, a Chevy.
Naomi's top.
What?
She's smashed.
Oh,
Thelma,
come on.
She's drunk, Ma.
Drunk?
Did you hear that, Oscar?
Hey, I know you won't believe this, but for a while there, I was afraid she was on drugs.
Daddy, come here quick.
Hey, Michael, what's up? What's happening? What you yelling about?
Michael,
what's going on?
What is it, baby?
Well, everything's cool. I just figured if you guys slept all day, I wouldn't get a chance to open these presents.
Well, here's one that you're looking first. It's to all of us from Santa Claus.
To the Evans family, you may all have one wish for Christmas, signed Santa Claus.
Thelma, you go first.
Well, I wish that something good happens for Naomi, and that she gets help.
Oh, Thelma, that's beautiful.
Well, since I'm the one that plays Santa Claus for this family, my wish is that all y'all's wishes come true.
Oh.